I will say this. So the truth is, yes, you know what? Most likely, if you're living for the Lord, you're probably not going to die at a really young age. But you know what? There's probably a lot of people you know in your life that aren't really living for the Lord at all. Unsaved people that maybe drink a lot and drive and they do stupid things. You know, I know someone back in college. I took a Spanish class and we had this project on Friday. There's like 60 kids in the class and we split off into groups of five people. And this one day, I can't remember this guy's name, but we come to class on Monday and the teacher said, you know, I'm sorry, I have an announcement. You know, so-and-so was killed, you know, on Friday. And they had flowers and memorial and everything like that. It was actually a huge case in West Virginia. This was like a trial for 2 years because what ended up happening is the guy went out drinking and there's these other guys that were drinking. Somebody made a joke. The other guy threw a snowball. Then a knife ends up coming up and then one guy gets stabbed. And the question was, whose knife was it originally? Over someone making a joke about a girl and then throwing a snowball. Why? Because of alcohol. That's the real reason when you go down to it. Yeah, I mean, alcohol will destroy your life. And kids, listen to this. Alcohol will destroy your life. Never drink alcohol. It will ruin your life. So many people's lives have been killed because of alcohol. I mean, what a stupid story. Somebody threw a snowball and they get stabbed to death. I mean, so stupid. Such a dumb way to die. But you know what? That guy... Once our teacher said that, I looked around the room because I didn't know who it was, and he sat right behind me in one seat to the left. He was actually in my group project on that Friday. I talked to him just a couple hours before he was stabbed to death. And you know what? Here's the truth. I can't say there was one time that I ever asked God, you know, God, I've got all these kids and all these students in here. Please give me an opportunity for the person who's going to be receptive. Because obviously you can't give the gospel to everyone. But you know, if you actually prayed and said, God, there's 60 people in here. Please open up the door for the person that would receive it. I believe God would have presented that opportunity. Would he have received it? I will never know. You know, was he saved? I hope so. Probably not. I hope so.